Hey everybody, this is Rachel, and I thought I'd come out here and say hi again, even more of my voice is back today, which is, a good thing, right? though, like, not 100% of it, but about 90%, so praise God. But, yeah, so it's Monday, President's Day morning, the 20th, I believe. I think yesterday was the 19th, so today's the 20th. So, right now I'm walking to the bus stop to catch the bus. About two or three stops away on, Carson Street, which is about a mile or so off, and to go to the CVS drugstore to get some money out of their ATM. what I will say is, I guess, hang on. I've been hard at work at reading for school, and so I've been reading a lot of William Wordsworth, and Wordsworth, a lot of his poems are very morbid, to do with like death and dying and like tragic, like you think of the most like tragic story you can make out of a situation. That's like Wordsworth. Or the strangest or something like that. There's a poem. I mean, there's a couple of like interesting ones that's not morbid, but there was one about a boy, about a man in his house, in his field. He was a successful shepherd, and he ran into debt. He co-signed something, right? Back in the days, you didn't just, you didn't have any forgiveness programs, or like, and you're like, oh, I can't pay this, okay, so let's work this out. And, you know, if you're in debt, you're kind of a criminal, or like, stuff just didn't work like it does today. So, and so he falls into debt, and he basically sacrifices his son to go work in London, and his son goes astray. And he looks bad, the son looks bad, and he dies, and just things doesn't work out like they should, and very happy ending, not really, they're house gets bulldozed and their land is not theirs anymore. And just, like really? You know? I don't know what really to make of it, but it's like, like, that was just a morbid poem. And this, there's like this, like, so far, there's like this parched land and the women have died, and now, like, this is like a whole, like, oh, I miss these people, and these were who these people were, and it's like morbid. Great, you know? There's one about this woman whose husband, like, was with her, cheated, had sex with her, cheated, and then she had the baby, he was outcast, and somehow the baby died, or she killed the baby, and they tried to dig the baby up, and she just sat next to this thorn and cried, and it's like, okay, wow. Like, that's a pleasant image right there. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm realizing my voice is rather reedy. Kind of like, you know, like, interesting at the moment. Yeah. It still hasn't reached normal, so. Sorry, it doesn't sound as bad as, you know, a couple days ago, but still. So, yeah. And on the street or two away, really short block, and then just cross. But yeah, yesterday I went out to Artesia and had lunch at this like Middle Eastern, like Israeli, Palestinian, you know, like Palestine is all part of Israel, really, but yeah, this place, and it was kind of fun, and the people were really nice, and they gave me a free bottle of water, and the food was super good, and so praise God for that. Got home, did some homework, and went to bed, did some homework, slept some more, woke up about 8, and did about 74 lines of reading so far. I figured since I'm just walking to the bus stop, riding for like 8 minutes, going in, I don't know how long the return trip is, but these bus runs fairly often, so I'm guessing not very long, and then my trip back is really short, and I walk home. It's like, well, what is really the point? You know, the trip is so short that it's like there is no point of you know, like, bring something to read. So, yeah. There goes the main street.